hands-on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe testified to the shame he felt about the security breakdowns leading up to the assassination attempt on former President Trump. He told senators,
if this investigation reveals that Secret Service employees violated agency protocols, those employees will be held accountable to our disciplinary process.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a package of bills intended to keep kids safe online. President Biden called on the House to send it to his desk without delay. Israel struck Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, retaliating for last weekend's strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Golan Heights. Strike targeting a Hezbollah military commander also wanted by the U.S. for the 1983 Marine Barracks bombing. In Paris, Simone Biles clinched gold for the United States in the team gymnastics competition. It's her fourth career Olympic gold medal. This is ABC News. Health officials in San Francisco say it's time to mask up again.
California is among the states where COVID-19 viral activity is very high, according to wastewater samples, and San Francisco's public health department is telling residents they should mask up again in public places. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease expert at the University of San Francisco.
There's just so much COVID going on right now that with a very transmissible strain.
He says masking up will decrease some transmission. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coast Guard will hold a public hearing in September about the deadly Titanic submersible disaster. The experimental Titan submersible imploded on the way to the Titanic last June, killing all 5 people on board. And Instagram users can now create AI versions of themselves. The company says creators and business owners can use the profiles to speak to real humans for them in chat threads and other areas. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Small town, big heart. During the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth, enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday of the fair. The truck and tractor pull is Friday at 8, and senior day is Sunday. Season passes and ride tickets are available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm or two. Lows upper 60s to 70. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a pop-up storm in the afternoon and evening, hot and humid with a high in the upper 80s to 90. More storms, heat, and humidity for Thursday. Looking for a new place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 87.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joined 89 other U.S. senators on Tuesday, passing landmark legislation to protect kids online. The both bills now go to the House, where they also have bipartisan support. Two young people died and several others were injured in a single vehicle crash late Sunday night in southeast Wisconsin. New Berlin police say a 19-year-old woman died at the scene and a 17-year-old at a hospital. Two other girls, ages 16 and 17, are hospitalized in critical condition. The crash occurred after police tried to pull over a car for suspicious behavior, and the driver sped off. An increase in cases of whooping cough has health departments concerned around the state. The Department of Health Services reports there have been 226 cases so far this year, a significant increase over last year.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or 4-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just $1. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Chen Fitz Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durant. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department has received a $20,000 donation from the owner of Buffalo County Outfitters. The donation will fund the purchase of new rescue tools, including advanced GPS devices, thermal imaging cameras, specialized communication gear, canine equipment, and other essential equipment. These resources will help improve the Sheriff's Department's efforts during search and rescue missions, particularly in challenging terrains and adverse weather conditions. A Colfax man reached a plea deal after being accused of raping a woman. Russell Anderson was charged with second and third degree sexual assault after Dunn County authorities said he locked a woman in a camper. She was able to text relatives and then called authorities, who arrived on scene after Anderson had raped her. In Dunn County Court, Anderson pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct and received a 30-day jail sentence and 1 year of probation. He also entered into a deferred agreement of a guilty plea on account of third-degree sexual assault. If he does not commit any new crimes in 2 years and has no contact with the victim, the charges will be dismissed. The candidate for Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District seat, Joe Tirab, is getting a prestigious honor. The National Republican Congressional Committee added him to its 2024 Young Guns Leadership Program. The list will help Tirab get more access to fundraising, communications, and online strategy. He will be the only challenger to face Democratic incumbent Angie Craig in November. Recently, GOP hopeful attorney Taylor Rahm ended his campaign to work as former President Trump's senior advisor in Minnesota. National Republicans have looked at Congresswoman Craig as one of the most vulnerable Democrats in Congress this year. She won a re-election bid in 2020 by a narrow margin against GOP opponent Tyler Kistner. A statewide outbreak of whooping cough has Wisconsin health departments concerned. The Department of Health Services reported there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year, and State Immunization Director Dr. Stephanie Schauer told the Journal Sentinel that's a significant increase over the last year. While most of the infections have been in teens, 9 of those cases were in infants under a year old. Babies that young cannot be immunized, and the disease is much rougher on them, sometimes fatally so. Department of Health Services recommends everyone check to see if they're immunized, and if not, schedule an immunization with your doctor. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A Menominee man is headed to prison for decades for the sexual assault of a little girl. A judge in Pepin County yesterday sentenced Pedro Perez Garcia to 25 years in prison. Prosecutors say an 11-year-old girl told police that Perez Garcia assaulted her several times, starting when she was about 6. His lawyers say they have new evidence in the case and are asking for a new trial. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department will be having an enhanced speed enforcement this weekend. The department will have extra patrols on Highway 37 and Highway 10 on Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. The extra enforcement is being paid for by a traffic safety grant that the department recently received. A Minnesota man is facing drug charges after being pulled over with a significant amount of marijuana in his car. Trempealeau County deputies pulled Danny Reynolds of New Hope, Minnesota over on Saturday for speeding on I-94. A drug dog alerted on his vehicle and officers allegedly found 30 pounds of pot inside, along with some methamphetamine. The man has been referred to the Trempealeau County District Attorney for numerous drug felonies and is being held at the Trempealeau County Jail. We'll receive a snapshot of the mental health of Wisconsin school kids today. The State Department of Public Instruction will release its Youth Mental Health Data Update. DPIU has been tracking the mental health of students for years. Many kids in Wisconsin say they're anxious or nervous, and those feelings got worse during the coronavirus outbreak. Wisconsin State Superintendent says there's a need to provide more mental health services in state schools. There won't be any changes to absentee voting in Wisconsin. A Door County judge yesterday dismissed a lawsuit that claimed the current absentee voting process breaks Wisconsin's election laws. The suit alleged that voters have to include a physical copy of their absentee ballot request in their absentee ballot envelope. Wisconsin Elections Commission says the ballot itself is proof of a request and urged the judge to reject the lawsuit because there's not enough time to change the entire absentee voting process at this point. Today is the first day of absentee voting for the August primary. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Minnesota State Fair will ban birthing cows and newborn calves from the Miracle of Birth Center due to the risk of the H5N1 virus. Minnesota agriculture industry officials say the move is out of precaution as the virus continues to spread to the dairy cattle industry. The exhibit will continue, though, to showcase dairy cow-calf pairs, but the calves will be weaned and the cows will be dry. In Minnesota, H5N1 infections have been reported among 9 dairy herds since June. The most recent report was July 17th in Stearns County. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Majeski peaking at the right time. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Just one race remains before the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series playoffs begin. Ty Majeski is a driver who typically gets hot during the championship hunt. This season, like last year, he secured a victory at Indianapolis Raceway Park and believes his Thor Sport Racing team is peaking at the right time to make a run for the title.
I feel like our team always rises to the occasion when it's playoff time or close to it. This is actually my first regular season win. Yeah, just very proud of the team. They could have got down at different points of the season where we were in position or just not running well enough to be in position. You know, we knew this part of the schedule really favors us. I feel like we're in as good of a position as we've ever been to do it again.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058. Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Packers rookies Marshawn Lloyd and Keaton Oladapo both returning to practice for the team today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lloyd was out with a hip injury. Oladapo with a toe injury. We're back today. The football Badgers open their fall camp today at UW-Platteville. They'll work there for 2 weeks before returning to Madison to finish camp there. They will open the season August 30th against Western Michigan. The Brewers and Braves square off in Game 2 of their three-game series tonight. Joe Ross returning to the rotation and gets the start for the Brewers. Milwaukee won the series opener 8-3 last night. The American women are on top of the world in gymnastics. Simone Biles and company capturing gold in Paris today, finishing well in front of Italy and Brazil. And the Bears and Texans will open the NFL season Thursday night in the Hall of Fame game, but their starters, including rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, will have to wait at least a week. Bears officials say Williams will not play on Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteer hunter education instructors ahead of this fall's hunting seasons. I'll tell you how you can get involved when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers to promote safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices as hunter education instructors. Volunteer opportunities are available in all regions of the Badger State. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across Wisconsin. These efforts have helped make hunting much safer, with a 95% decrease in hunting-related incidents since the program's start. There are two ways to become a certified trainer. Interested volunteers can serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for at least 2 complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Once certified, the DNR provides volunteer instructors with all the materials and equipment required to teach a hunter education course. For more information, contact the outdoor skills trainer in your area. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Outdoor Skills Trainer. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ugh, kitchen ants? Runaway roaches? A spider? A spider! A spider! Relax. Just use Evo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm or two. Lows upper 60s to 70. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a pop-up storm in the afternoon and evening. Hot and humid with a high in the upper 80s to 90. More storms, heat, and humidity for Thursday. Looking for a new place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 87.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A market that brought an interesting not turnaround Tuesday type of feel to it. But we're going to go beyond what the numbers on the screen say. We're going to dive in a little bit about the fact that we have a Fed meeting coming out tomorrow. So much bated breath waiting for that. Weather concerns will still be a factor. August 12th report and really how right at this moment just might not be the time to maximize your farm profits. I know, not something you want to hear. But we're going to talk more about that today with Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. And Sean, I want to start there. We talked about this a little bit during the Soybean Board Weekly Market Roundup on Saturday. But to expand, because we had a lot of folks tuning in to find out what you were talking about when it came to farm profits and how right now just might not be the time.
Well, when we look at the price of corn, price of soybeans, and price of wheat, we like to look at it relative to all other commodities. We call it the relative value. It's sort of the way to benchmark whether something is expensive or cheap relative to the price level of everything else. And when you look at that price level, where we are now right now with relative value, we're seeing prices in the top three cheapest over the last 25 years. And if you look back at when grain prices have been this cheap, historically, if you've made cash sales at those times, it's had a tendency to minimize your income on the farm, meaning it's been not the ideal time to look for economic advantage on the farm. Obviously, I am aware there's obviously other reasons to sell because of cash flow reasons. You don't storage. I mean, I get all those sort of things, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is from a value perspective, whenever we've seen the market get this negative, you really want to try to minimize only selling what you absolutely positively have to keep the farm going and look to be patient while storing the rest for, you know, sunnier days ahead, which ultimately always come.
And it is, and it's, I think to have that marketing plan in place, as you and I have talked many times before, really helps in times like this, as many folks still have some grain still sitting in the bin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it a plan means that you're ready to act when the time comes. And so, for example, you know, back in May when we put out our cash sell recommendation to our customers, you know, we find out in hindsight that many either weren't ready, weren't prepared, or just didn't take action, and now are needing to sell now. And you know, I'm not trying to push blame on anything other than to say that you really want to look for those two opportunities you typically get every year in the calendar year where you get an opportunity to sell a price that makes sense. Selling as a harvest is approaching, as you know, Susan, is historically not one of the better times to do that.
I understood. I was doing some reading earlier this morning, and we've seen a lot of selling coming out of Brazil, and they say many of it because of the fact of they're looking at the price of it, the advantage to not only a weakness in the currency, but it just gave them an opportune time to do the selling. They took advantage of it, which meant China did some buying, which pushes us on the back burner once again.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everything that could go against or could go for the bearish case have been there. The Brazilian real has just fallen out of bed. And as you said, short term, it does create a differential advantage in the cash market and gives them a leg up to move some grain that they want to move, adding insult to injury, you know, when we see that. So that is all water under the bridge, meaning that all those factors now, you know, better weather, bigger looking crops, real crashing, economic worries about in China, trade war worries if Trump were to get back in. You know, these are all factors that are very evident, already fairly known by everyone, and in my opinion, probably already in the market. So you have to keep asking yourself, what else can there be? There can always be something, but at some point you run out of fresh new meat to put on the bear case. And, you know, that's when typically you tend to get a pivot or a change in the trend. And I certainly would think that given all the above, we're getting awfully close to that point in the on the chart here.
Waiting on Fed conversation as well, I'm sure, is going to be a weighing factor as we head into tomorrow and their news conference at 1:30.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of disappointment that everyone had thought that they would start lowering rates earlier this year. This has kept the dollar strong, the real weak. It does look like, however, that we're getting enough weak economic evidence on a very consistent basis that they're going to at least indicate that they're going to lower rates in the September meeting. It's possible they might actually do it tomorrow. Anything that suggests that they're ready to lower rates and they're ready to start taking the pressure off of things would start to weaken the U.S. dollar, raise that Brazilian real, give the U.S. farmer finally potentially a cash differential advantage to sell more grain to those who wish to buy. Very important meeting. And remember, this is happening the last day of the month, which oftentimes there could be a lot of interesting cash flowing back and forth in speculators at the end of every month. So it'll be a very interesting day tomorrow. See how all that plays out.
I was going to ask what your thought was of how much market play we could see when the overnight trade happens and turns into the day trade of tomorrow leading into that info.
Well, we've had a tendency that at the end of the month and at the end of a quarter, whatever the prevailing trend has been, we do one more shot into that last day. So given that trend, we might see one more day of weakness, at least in the morning. But I think the speculators who are heavily short might do some short covering as we get closer to the Fed announcement. I think it's at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. And so I'd be on the lookout for maybe a lower open and maybe a higher close kind of a trade in anticipation of what the Federal Reserve might say in the afternoon.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll talk about the weather as also the August 12th report coming out, and then we'll look at what's going on the protein side of the world as well. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network, continuing our conversation with Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. Let's talk about that water cooler talk, and that's been the weather. From a grain perspective, things are heating up, and we're into kernel filling and now bloom stage for the soybeans. What's your takeaway and what this could mean long-term for the markets?
Well, I think the market's taking the track that even though this is so far from June 1 to now, tied for the hottest summer on record to 2012 on a cooling degree day population weighted level, that heat has kind of not made it into the core Iowa, Illinois grain belt area. And it's been everywhere else but there. And I think the market is looking at the decent crop ratings and looking at some of the moisture that we've continued to get without, you know, getting that kind of heat. And I think it's feeling that we might finally be ready for a trend line to even an above trend line yield crop year. It's something I don't think we've seen, Susan. I'm trying to remember correctly, but I don't think we've seen that since either 2017 or 18. This might be the year that we get that. And usually, at least for corn, the USDA is willing to make upward adjustments in the August WASDE report, and I would anticipate that they would start to do that. And then the question is, how much, and has the market already traded that?
Well, I know that as you look at the movement, I mean, yesterday's crop progress report, I think some were surprised that corn went up a percentage point while beans dropped a percentage point in good to excellent.
Yeah, I don't know. I think up 1 or down 1%, you know, I just think it's kind of within the margin of error. I really wouldn't think that there's really much of a change in crop conditions for either one at this point. I think the market is just worried that, you know, if the USDA is going to move to a 183 to a 185 yield, you know, we could be looking at carryouts, you know, getting closer to 2.5 billion bushels if they don't change demand side of the equation on the balance sheet, or they don't lower harvested acres. Both of those things we think they are going to do, but, you know, it depends what report they do it and how does that all play out in the psychology of the market.
You mentioned the August 12th report. What are your thoughts leading up to those information?
I really believe they're going to raise yields. I mean, given their incremental approach, I would think that they might say something like 182 and change, maybe even 183. Wouldn't surprise me if we saw that on corn yields. However, I do think that they're going to bump up demand some, and I do believe they're going to lower harvested acres some. So I'm kind of feeling that the carryouts are going to stay in that 2 billion to 2.2 billion bushel carryout, meaning I don't really think we're going to see too much of a change in the carryouts. And I think that probably might cause a sell the rumor, buy the news, you know, kind of a trade, which oftentimes we see going into those kinds of reports when the bearish trade has been so pervasive going into it.
Switching gears over to the proteins, the cattle, are they just kind of waiting for some sort of fresh news out there to light the market?
Yeah, I feel like they're just bored. They don't know what to do. They're looking at the economy. They're looking at the Fed. They're just looking for something to get them excited, and they just haven't been able to find it. And hence the chart pattern continues to be, you know, very boring, very sideways, very two-sided, really since last fall. And I don't know that they're going to get anything different here in the month of August. I think it's going to be kind of still another boring trade until we may, you know, get into the fall and might see a change in that boredom, shall we say.
Where are we at when it comes to consumer demand and their pocketbook for these proteins?
Well, the evidence from the economic information we've been getting is that consumer demand is weakening rapidly, that the consumer is getting more and more pinched. Credit card delinquencies are going through the roof. Jobs are being lost if you take away the government at a greater clip. Housing is starting to roll over. I mean, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but this is the information we're getting. And typically, that means that there's a pullback on the consumption of meat protein, and especially expensive meat protein, which in the case of cattle is the issue. And so, you know, that is holding the livestock market back. What's keeping cattle high and what's keeping dairy high, for example, is the fact that supply is still so tight that that supply-demand equation is still friendly, but we have to be careful. If we get ourselves into a really, you know, a deep recession, it could be that the demand weakness overtakes bullish supply conditions, and that's the risk here in the short run.
All right. Always great conversation to have with you, Sean. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
Our website is Hackett, HACKETT advisors.com. We also have a Twitter page at Faradix11 that from time to time we post some things, let people know what we're thinking, and hopefully that might be of value to those in agriculture that are listening and watching your program.
All right. Thanks so much. Sean Hackett joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Currently, drivers in California are forbidden from using an E15 gasoline blend, and a recent study from the Renewable Fuels Association finds that provision costs Golden State drivers as much as $3 billion a year. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The Renewable Fuels Association recently released a compelling study on the potential economic benefits of introducing E15 gasoline in California. E15, which contains 15% ethanol, is currently not approved in that state. However, this study highlights significant advantages, both for California drivers, but also American farmers. Dr. Scott Kaplan from the U.S. Naval Academy and Dr. David Zilberman from UC Berkeley led the research. They found that adopting E15 could save California consumers approximately 20 cents per gallon compared to the currently available E10, which contains only 10% ethanol. Given California's annual fuel consumption of about 13.5 billion gallons, that translates to an astounding $2.7 billion in potential savings per year. The higher octane rating of E15, which is 88 compared to E10's 87, contributes to better engine efficiency and performance. This improvement enhances vehicle operation and it also provides a value premium, making E15 a more attractive option for consumers. Moreover, the study highlights the environmental benefits of E15. Ethanol-blended fuels reduce greenhouse gas emissions, aligning with California's ambitious goals under their low-carbon fuel standard. Rebecca Larson, the chief scientist at the Western Sugar Cooperative, emphasized the broader implications for agriculture. She noted, quote, "The adoption of E15 would not only reduce fuel costs for consumers, but also increase demand for ethanol, benefiting American farmers who produce the corn used in ethanol production." The study also points out that despite E15's slightly lower energy content compared to traditional gasoline, the benefits of the higher octane and improved engine efficiency more than offset the difference. As ethanol production costs have decreased over time, those savings are expected to be passed on to consumers at the pump. I'll have more when we come back.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's weather season. Season.
Now it's fair season, and Durant's Smokehouse can custom process your fair animal. Durant's Smokehouse can custom process cattle, hogs, sheep, and other fair animals too. Since 1980, Master Butcher Roy has been custom processing animals and was trained by Smokehouse Hall of Famer Ed Daniels. You can trust Durant's Smokehouse to professionally custom process your animal. Reserve animal processing now at Durant's Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
If regulators were to approve E15 gasoline for sale in California, drivers could save billions. That's according to a new study from the Renewable Fuels Association. The study did add, however, that requirements to update gasoline nozzles for E15 compatibility at retail stations could slow the rollout of savings. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm or two. Lows upper 60s to 70. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a pop-up storm in the afternoon and evening. Hot and humid with a high in the upper 80s to 90. More storms, heat and humidity for Thursday. Looking for a new place to live, shop, stay and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 88 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the
I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in Long Basin. I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight. And I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in Long Basin.
was music. We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now looking back. Just a stepping stone to where we are.